Welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said so. Jesus said in Luke, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, he was speaking to his disciples, and he said, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely received, freely give. And then in Mark, he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Greetings and welcome to Hope is Alive. And Brother Ralph, good evening.
Good evening, Richard.
And Pastor Cox, good evening to you.
Good evening, Brother Richard, Brother Ralph. Blessings from Oklahoma City.
Amen. Amen. And blessings from Laramie. And, man, I'll be on standby. I'll let you know when your callers call in.
All right. I sure appreciate it. And we do welcome everybody this Wednesday evening for Hope is Alive. Hope is Alive is a show about hope. It's about testimony. It's about the captives that have been set free from evil spirits, from sicknesses, diseases, many, many things, all being brought onto them by the enemy, and it's done with everyday Christianity. It's a process which we call deliverance, and if you have any questions regarding deliverance, deliveranceusa.com. It's a website set up, excellent, excellent, excellent tool to have in your arsenal. Everything we talk about on this program is there on that website. The, probably the most probably the best things there for you are the training and the testimonies. But it's just good all the way around. Take a look at it. It's deliveranceusa.com. Or if you'd like to have a book, the old-fashioned way to study things, written by Pastor Cox, doing the supernatural works of Jesus. You can obtain that by calling Richard at the office at 307-742-7582. Then they like to have that book. We'll get it out to you. It's an excellent, excellent manual. The step-by-step process to just to cast out evil spirits, to cast out demons. It's got about 30 years worth of experience laid down in it. Pastor Cox figured it out so we don't have to, so you can work. Don't work harder, work smarter. That's why I like to do things. But anyway, you can get that book by calling Rich at the office. Well, Pastor, it's good to be back on air here. Glad to be here. Looking forward to the testimonies tonight. And as always, a pleasure to be here with you.
Always good to be here, Ralph. It's a great privilege to be able to share the works of Jesus and that he's commissioned just normal Christians to do his works and his name and people set free from these evil spirits.
Yes.
I had a case this afternoon. It was a severe migraine case. A woman had had it around 20 years.
Wow.
And they've been all over the country seeking help, Mayo's up in Minnesota, and no results. Each one that she went to put her on different meds, and she was just overwhelmed with all the different medications and the side effects and them working together, interacting. It was a sad thing. She finally couldn't even walk due to all these side effects and all. She's in a wheelchair, her husband brought her. And the good news was I was able to get the head demon up, the leader demon, interrogated, found out that migraine was due to a three-generation curse coming through her father's side of migraines. You know, earlier in our memory, in our ministry preparation, I was digging to try to figure out the entry of this. Well, I finally found out it was generational. Came through right at birth, unfair as that is. But the head demon admitted it was responsible for the migraines and the other problems that she had going on. Of course, I said the usual thing. Well, if you put it on her, you can fix it and take it off, can't you? And of course, it admitted yes. And I kept saying when it answered to me, will you confess what you just told me to be true before the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit? And it'd say yes. That pins them down on whether they're lying. So the end result was we finally passed it out. And she just looked totally different. Her husband was amazed. He was sitting there watching this thing talk out of her mouth for about 20 minutes. She was not able to hear what he was saying, it turned out. She wasn't able to hear, but we got the top 10 lies. It was telling her defeating negative lies. It even said that you'll die this year. And it probably would have done it. But that it's what it told her. Of course, it was a lie, and the reverse is the truth, as well as all those lies. The demon even admitted that. So anyway, she looked wonderful when she left, and I'm believing she's not going to have any more migraines. Amen?
Amen. I believe it, too. Praise the Lord. You know, when you sit there and talk about that for 20 years, it reminds me of the woman in the scripture, the issue of blood, and the doctors had basically just taken all her money and couldn't do anything for her. And she was healed. She was healed, and that's just that's an awesome testimony. Awesome testimony. I mean, just be suffering that many years from migraines and have
so
that taken
sad.
Off.
It was terrible.
It is. Yes.
It's terrible.
But it's an awesome testimony to hear. Praise the Lord. And as I was reading this evening in Colossians, and I'm sure that this was addressed in the deliverance, but it says Colossians 3:12, so also those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with each other and forgiving each other, whoever has a complaint against anyone. Just as the Lord forgave you, so you should also. You know, you just can't get around that forgiveness in the scriptures, can you?
Well, no, and I, of course, worked with her. I told her before they arrived there from out of town to work on that, and then we worked on it quite a while, took her through the door-closing prayer. But I'm convinced she was fine on the forgiving of others, forgiving of herself, and even forgiving God for the things that happened with her and the migraines. You know how some people will blame it on God when it's actually the demonic realm stealing, killing, and destroying, as Jesus said.
Yeah, that forgiveness, that's a big thing. This And I'd stumbled across something this last week, and it brought back a pretty horrible memory towards something that happened between my wife and I. And I'll tell you what, the enemy tried everything to stir me up, to get me to bring it back up, and I just had to keep standing upon those. You know what? It's been confessed. It's been forgiven. I forgive. I choose to forgive. I will not bring this back up. And, you know, it was a little bit of a battle for about an hour with me, but the enemy really tried to stir something up with me. And, you know, Pastor, this was something that happened 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I chose to forgive. Uh-huh. I did. And, I never even brought it up to my wife. She probably wondered what was wrong with me. I just got really cranky with her for about an hour or so. And I just decided, you know what, I'm not even going to bring this up to her. There's no reason to. It's been forgiven. It's forgotten. The only person who's trying to remind me of this right now is the enemy. And
exactly.
So I chose to let it go. But I used all the principles I've learned over the years here with deliverance, and what I learned from Pastor Cox, and what I shouldn't say learned from him, what he showed me from the scriptures, because that's what it is. All he's doing is showing us from the scriptures what it says over the years, and I chose to forgive. And this is one of those scriptures that are there. Another one I chose to remember was, you know, once it's confessed and forgotten, the Lord forgets it. It's as far as the east is from the west. And as high as the heavens is from the earth. And I stood upon those, and I practiced perished thought, let it go. And I can honestly say it's not that big of a deal today.
Amen. That's right. And we've all had those situations, but we can choose. God made us that way, to choose anything, anytime. And you can choose to forgive anytime you wish. And boy,
that's
does
right.
That make a difference.
It does. Praise it does. I could have chose the bondage of anger. I could have chose the bondage of just being completely upset. And I could have chose the bondage of bringing it up. Here it
yes.
is. You know, some bringing it up and then starting division upon my marriage. And I know that's what the enemy was trying to do, was trying to get me to bring it up. And I just said, no, I'm not going to. I'm not going to let it attack my wife like it's attacked me, and I'm just going to let it go. And that's
Amen.
What I choose to do, because you know, I chose to do what the Word commands us, and to go with the exercise grace and mercy, because the grace and mercy was in my life. So just a little testimony I wanted to give, Pastor. I sometimes don't get the chance to give those testimonies like you do, but at least I can
well,
say
Well, I was
just
going to say, this woman today, Ralph, if she had not done all the forgiving, which we were not going to go any further until she did, but she did it. And when I got the head demon up, and I said to her, do you have any remaining legal rights? Even the curse was broken earlier, and the unforgiveness would have been a legal right for it to stay. So that's why it went so smooth.
Yes, I believe that. I really do believe that. So that's just fantastic. Well, before the first caller comes on, do you want to give an update on what happened Monday?
Well, we did not meet Monday, so it's easy. Turns out they're remodeling at the church that we went for Monday nights, and we couldn't meet because of construction that was delayed from the snow.
Well, that makes an easy update.
Well, that's right.
Yeah, we did have some snow. We did have some snow hit the area. Not unusual to have a late snowstorm like this in February. About this time last year, did the same thing. You know, we need that moisture. We need that stuff to come. So, but I imagine that you'll have a busy Monday this coming Monday. So we look forward to those testimonies.
I'm sure it will.
Yep. So again, if you have any questions regarding deliverance, that is deliveranceusa.com. Excellent, excellent website. Or the book written by Pastor Cox, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. You can obtain that by calling Rich the office at 307 742-7582. And Pastor, we don't give it out very much. Why don't you give the office numbers there in Oklahoma City?
Sure. It's area code 405-842-5509. 405-842-5509.
Yeah, so if you're wanting deliverance, you want to come out there, especially if you're traveling, let them know. It helps let them know just to know they have an idea how many people are going to be there each Monday night.
It's really best to register on our website.
Yes.
That's the most efficient.
Yes. But it is going to get that either call and leave a message or at the website is the best way to register. And in that way, they know you're coming. So, but if you can't get there, maybe Oklahoma City's too far of a drive for you. Maybe it's just not in the budget. DeliveranceUSA.com is there free of charge. And, of course, you can get the book written by Pastor Cox. We ask a $20 offering, which covers basically just covers the cost of the book and getting it mailed out to you. But even that, if it was something that, you know, it's a burden to you, you couldn't get it, we would certainly get it out to you. But it's an excellent, excellent manual set up. Just do step-by-step self-deliverance and help set up people to set captives free. Now, pastors, he's sitting there, and we're listening to the intro, and I just, every week when that comes on, I hear that, in my name, they shall do these things. And I sit there and said to myself, he's talking about me. I should be doing those things. You should be doing those things. Every believer should be doing those things. And that's why we're on here, to let people know that it's not any special anointing. It's just an understanding of your authority in Jesus to get out there and help these people, to take care of these people.
Yes, that's so true. And that's why we're on the radio tonight, is sharing the reality of this and how people can be set free from all kinds of problems in their lives, like fear and anger and rage and depression. Yep. And so forth.
Yes. You know, I've been quite encouraged. I haven't followed all the videos, but I followed some of the updates on social media and stuff, is Pastor Greg Locke, I'm sure many have heard of him, is starting to use the word deliverance and setting people captives free. And that's just so encouraging to hear, because he has a Baptist background, and that's just not something that's very common in the Baptist ministry. So I don't know if you knew who that is, Pastor, or if you followed along with that or not, but he had a large, what the world called a evil book burning. But what he did is he practiced just like they practiced the Book of Acts. Anything that had witchcraft attached to it, they encouraged people to bring it and burn it. And there seems to be something about burning those things that sets people free from those demonic ties that are tied to those things.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So praise the Lord, that information is getting out there. This is everyday Christianity. This is not something that's tied to this denomination or that. It is what's written down in the Book of Acts. So, well, Pastor, we do have Ann. Ann, thank you for calling this evening.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah, Ann, I'm so glad you called. That's Ralph on here with me. He's up in the Branson area. I know you have an exciting testimony to share, so why don't you go ahead and give some history on yourself and when you were born again and what was going on in your life, how you learned about deliverance, what your deliverance was like, changes you've seen, and so forth. So just go right ahead.
Oh, my. Well, I had kind of a tumultuous growing up. My dad was a Marine and got his Purple Heart in Korea. They didn't know a lot about PTSD and those type of things, so our home was kind of like a war zone at times.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot of trauma and things in my life. The Lord is so good, though. It's just so awesome.
Well, I was in the military myself. I know how that goes with the chain of command. So he kind of acted like the military with you then.
It was actually kind of worse than that. There would be times he wouldn't be in his right mind. There's at least one time that I'm aware of that he was up walking around with a gun at night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's actually how I got to know that Jesus was real. I was 6 years old, and I woke up during the night one night, and he was standing right beside my bed, and he told me to close my eyes and pretend to be asleep. And being six, I did peek a little bit. But I saw this giant skeleton come into my room and look down at me and looked out the window and then left. And and then after that, Jesus was gone. But he had protected me. And I found out later that my dad had been walking around the house with a gun, and if I had gotten up, he would have shot me and killed me. Just had a lot of rough things. But, I actually started learning about deliverance ministry. Early to mid 2000s.
How'd you hear about it? Man?
I got involved with a prayer group, and one of the gals in the prayer group was getting into deliverance ministry. And at that time, I was living in the Kansas City area, and she was involved with IHOP, the International House of Prayer. And so I started getting some deliverance there, and there was another place in Kansas City. I've had part of this, one of the things that I struggled with growing up was I just wanted somebody to love me so bad.
Yes.
And so I had been married more than once or twice, and every last one of them have been abusive. The Lord's been so good. Through deliverance ministry, I've been able to realize why I ended up with the abuse and things, and I got a lot of that lifted off my life. I've been able to forgive my parents. I've been able to there's been a lot of forgiveness I've been able to deal with. And then when I was in the Oklahoma City area, and the Lord just put it on my heart that I needed some more, and so he had me looking up deliverance ministries, and I found yours. Yours popped up, and it was like the Lord was just all over it. And one of the things that I got delivered of there was, let's see, the guy, the gentleman that was helping me out there that last night, said Leviathan was the thing that was I was dealing with. And,
yeah.
The Lord is so good.
So,
he was, and the deliverance was that I received from your ministry. It was all, it was calm, it was peaceful. It was really good. In the beginning, the Leviathan wasn't wanting to go, and it was so, Lord is so good. He had us call Michael to come help.
Hallelujah.
And as soon as Michael came, that thing went.
Praise God. You know, Michael is, we call on Michael on tough situations. I had one time, I think I mentioned this to you on the phone, but I had a demon didn't want to come out and was giving me a hard time, belligerent. And I said to it, well, I'm going to call upon Michael, Archangel Michael. And this demon speaking through the person's mouth said, no, not Michael. I said, yes, I'm calling on Michael. And I looked at this guy's face, and there were tears coming out of his eyes. Well, that wasn't the person themselves. That was a manifestation of the demon. And when he heard Michael was going to show up, he knew he'd been, you know, taken, that he was going to lose. So, sounds like you had some of that experience. So did it go well then when Michael showed up?
Oh, it did. Oh, yeah. Michael showed up and that thing had to go. Yeah, that was amazing.
Did your minister get a head demon up, or what all went on?
See, I've been trying to remember. That seemed to be the head one.
Uh-huh.
At that point.
Yeah, that's a technique. Yeah. Technique a lot of us use. Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd you do in the inner healing? You probably needed quite a bit dealing with the traumas of the past.
I've had a lot of inner healing. I know there's still some more that needs to be done. I've had so much, and there's such a difference. And a lot of stuff got broken off. And that was amazing. It was like this veil was lifted. And
yes, that's
just
what typically
bright again. Things were light and bright.
Praise God.
And
In your ministry, did you break ungodly soul ties with your dad? Do you remember that?
Yes, we did with my mom and my dad.
Yeah, that would be a big thing. I'll bet you got a lot of relief out of that.
Yeah, there has been so much relief, and with that, I've even been able to have more compassion on my folks and be able to really forgive them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been huge.
Praise God.
That's a huge thing. I would encourage everybody to get deliverance. I don't know of one person on this earth that doesn't need it. Anybody that's been around another person probably needs it. I mean, we've all got generational stuff. Everybody's got something.
Yes.
And when you're doing, when you're involved in deliverance ministry and other things, everyone in deliverance ministry needs it every so often, too. Just because of what they're dealing with all the time.
That's what I've had to conclude as well, Ann.
Pardon?
I was just saying, I've had to conclude that this side of Jesus, I don't think anybody wouldn't have their share of demonic activity, because at this point we've learned about 15 doors these evil spirits can come through to torment Christians. And who hadn't opened some of those doors, like the unforgiveness door? We've all been guilty of that one alone, and then the generational door you mentioned. So, yeah, that's, I have the same feelings. Everybody needs it.
And it's amazing, just the feelings of just getting set free of... you get so much peace. And I have not been having to deal with the insomnia like I used to. That got
praise
that
God
healed. Yeah, he's just awesome.
Yeah. Well, most people look different afterwards, and they say they feel lighter. Is that kind of what you experienced?
Oh, yeah. It was like these huge weights were gone. It was amazing.
Praise God.
It was amazing.
Well,
and I've noticed that as I've been going around, I've been able to handle some things better than what I did before.
Praise God.
I don't get out of peace like I used to. I'll be honest, I'm a little nervous tonight. This is the first time I've ever done this.
Oh, you're doing fine. You're doing fine, Ann. We're just talking about it. Well, Ann, we're coming up in the remaining minute we have. What else would you say to the people out there before we wind up with you?
I would suggest that wherever they're at, that they find, they pray first and find a good deliverance minister in the area. If you're around Oklahoma City, by all means, stop by Pastor Cox's place, because that is amazing. But as the it's so worth it. It's so worth it to go through the deliverance ministry, because there's not only peace for me, but it makes it deep. It helps deepen your relationship with the Lord. You can hear him better. You can read your scriptures more. It's easier to pray. It's
out of time. We're out of time, man. And we're out of time. Thank you so much for calling in. You did a great job of telling it. That had to encourage others out there. And God bless you. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, thank you, Ann. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, Pastor, she talked about the insomnia, and that's definitely spirits can be attached to that, especially the demonic spirits that just want to constantly just keep bringing it up in your mind and bringing it up in your mind. And it does say on the sheet, as you're going through the sheet and interviewing with those you're about to take deliverance, one of the things you ask is what keeps you up late at night. So it's really good to hear somebody was delivered from insomnia, and I bet she had, as we often hear the testimony, the best night of sleep they ever had. So
yeah,
they had a long time.
Cool.
So,
love it.
It is cool. Praise the Lord. Well, Pastor, we have Colton. Colton, thank you for calling this evening.
Yes, and yes, thank y'all for having me.
Yeah, Colton, I'm so glad you called. That's Ralph on there with me up in the Branson area. Well, why don't you go ahead, Colton, and give some history on yourself and when you were born again and what was going on in your life and how you finally learned about deliverance and changes you've seen and so forth. So go right ahead.
Okay. Do you want me to just give, like, a brief, like, just kind of introduction about myself and stuff like that and then just go right on into it?
Yeah. Okay. What's the history, you know, where you're born again and growing up and that outline. Okay. I sent you.
Yes, sir. Hi, y'all. My name is Colton. I'm 20 years old, and I'm from a little town down in Texas, a little bit north of Houston, called Magnolia. And I came to know Christ close to whenever I was about, I would say, in the range of like 5 to 6 area. My brother, one time, him and I got in a huge fight, and he scared me, basically, telling me that I was going to hell and all this and that. And he just kind of described Satan and just hell and how it was to me. And I got really scared. And so I basically went and cried over to my mom and stuff like that. And she helped me know Christ. And I got baptized whenever I was 7 years old. Over in a little church called Stonebridge Church over down in Magnolia. And, you know, I've always been raised up as a non-denominational Christian. I was, I never had any doubts, and whenever I was growing up, you know, about Christianity or anything like that, until it was close to sophomore year of high school, I was dealing with a lot of bullying and stuff like that, and it caused me to be very depressed and it made me go into a state of just kind of suicidal thoughts, and to the point where I actually tried to take my own life by hanging myself. And thank the Lord. The Lord put his hand on me and basically stopped me from doing that. And ever since then, I was very grateful until it's kind of around the time whenever I got into college, I just kind of got blinded from my faith and stuff like that with just school and partying and just hanging out with people and just having a good time. And it wasn't until I met Pastor Cox's grandson, and he basically told me about deliverance. And before he even met me, he told one of his buddies, basically, he saw me and said that I was a walking battleground, basically, and that he could see demons going straight into me. And you know what? He was right. He was right. I ended up having... during the deliverance, we ended up finding, I believe it was 27 demons, maybe I think counting 28 with considering I think my head demon, which was lies, is what Pastor Cox and I found out. So his grandson basically told me about deliverance and told me, you know, that I should do that. And basically set up a whole meeting and everything. And I was kind of, I wasn't for sure about it and stuff like that, because I was, you know, I was just very nervous. And I didn't know what to expect. And it wasn't until I got in there, Pastor Cox was just super nice and just greeted me with a warm smile and was just a very kind-hearted person. And I will tell you, probably for 4 years, I will say, I've never been able to get good sleep. And I've roughly probably each night I would probably get around 4 to 5 hours of sleep. And I wouldn't go to bed till 3 a.m., and I was always a restless sleeper, and I would always wake up just super tired in the morning. And it wasn't until after my deliverance that I had where I've just been getting the best sleep of my life. I've been falling asleep within 10-15 minutes. It used to take me about an hour and a half to 2 hours to fall asleep. I used to, every single night for a good probably a year, I would have nightmares, just nightmares. And it would just, it would be there. Sometimes I would see demons in my nightmares and stuff like that. And it was just, it was absolutely horrible. And during, now I don't have any nightmares, and I've just been getting the best sleep possible. And, during our deliverance, it was the craziest feeling. Like I could feel every all the demons and everything, just the bad spirits just coming straight out of me. It felt like it was coming from the back of my head. Like I just got a tingling sensation from the back of my head, and it just felt like God just grabbed them with his hand and just pulled them straight off of me. And whenever we were dealing with my head demon, which was lies. You know, my eyes were closed, and all I could see was like an image. It was almost looked like a warthog, is what I saw. And it was the craziest sensation, because it's like I was there, but I wasn't even taught. Like I wasn't moving my mouth, I wasn't speaking. And you know, I've never felt anything real in my life, and that was something amazing. It was amazing. Just witnessing all that, going through that, and just, you know, getting delivered, or going through my deliverance and just being free finally from all of my anxiety, depression, just everything. All my weight that's been off on my shoulders my entire life, just been completely lifted off. I've been able to forgive myself. I've been able to forgive others that have hurt me tremendously in my life. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for the Lord. I'm so grateful for Pastor Cox. I'm so grateful for his grandson, for just everyone, just for taking me through the process and just getting the help I needed. And, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. And I'll say after the whole experience, after the whole experience, everything that I've gone through within these past couple of weeks have just been amazing. Just everything has fallen into place in my life. I've trusted, my faith for the Lord has tremendously grown. I'm now a small group leader at the Life Church in Stillwater, Oklahoma, and it's a college men's little devotional Bible study that I'm taking some guys through. And I'm a country music singer, but I kind of do Christian music as well. And we just now got a band together, and we're starting to write songs. And just everything's going so well. I've gotten people reaching out to me from Nashville, Tennessee, and stuff like that about my singing, and it's just everything, I'm letting God just take my hand and I'm just following him, and everything is just going so perfectly right now. And and I know, I know in the next, you know, years to come, I'm probably going to have some trials and tribulations and stuff like that, but I feel so strong, and I feel like I'm ready to take on anything that comes in my way. So, yeah.
Colton, do you remember that demon said that in your gift area, it said that you would be speaking and singing to thousands of people?
Yes, sir.
I thought that was pretty cool. Now,
yes,
when you came, Colton, when you came, you were having some scratchiness or something strange about your voice, weren't you?
Yes, yeah. It was for about a week, and normally it wasn't, normally, like, so about a week before I went to the deliverance, my friends and I went to a little country concert, and I sang, and I lost my voice that night. And normally my voice, when stuff like that happens, it'll come back within a day or two. But it was almost a week, close to a week and a half where my voice did not come back. And I feel like the devil or whatever one of the demons was that was in my body was basically trying to prevent me to talk to Pastor Cox whenever I had my deliverance. That's what I truly believe. And it wasn't until afterwards, the very next day, my voice came back, and I was good to go, ready to sing again. And it was I was so grateful.
Colton, do you remember that head demon? I interrogated it about, because you'd mentioned your voice was giving you a problem. And I said to the head demon, are you responsible for doing something to his voice, yes or no? And the demon said yes. And then I said, well, if you're responsible for it, then you can fix it, can't you? It said yes. So I commanded it to fix the problem and advise me when it was done. And after 30 seconds or so, it said it's done. Of course, I had to say to it, will you confess what you just told me to be true before the Lord Jesus, the Christ, and the Holy Spirit, to find out it was telling the truth, and it said yes. And so that was the very deal. That head demon was playing games with your voice to try to block your God-given gifts.
Yeah, and I was, it was frustrating. It was frustrating, those couple of days where my voice just, I couldn't, it hurt to talk. Every morning I'd wake up with and my throat was just super dry, and the whole day it was hard for me to even speak or anything like that. And I love singing. I love singing and stuff like that. I'm a very talkative person, and I love to sing. I sing in the car. I sing 24/7. And so it's a very frustrating ordeal. And so on the car ride back, my voice was just slowly starting to come back, and I was just I was so thankful, and I was just singing. I didn't care if I'd lose my voice again from singing so much. I sang my heart out on the way back to Stillwater, and I'm so grateful. Just the whole experience was just amazing, and I'm so grateful for the Lord for helping me. And for y'all, too.
And, you know, it is common that those evil spirits will try to block a person from coming for ministry. We hear that all the time. I remember one guy, he said he'd come for a year, and he'd just drive around the block, couldn't come and to the door. And they're talking into his head, don't go there. Well, that's not unusual to have them try to block you. And even where you couldn't talk, you know. But praise God.
Yeah, so,
Jonathan.
Well, the same kind of the same thing, not close to the same thing, but something similar for me is like whenever I was driving over there, whenever I was driving from Stillwater over to y'all's little office, it's about an hour and 15 minute drive. I was getting very dizzy, close to 3/4 of the way there. I was getting super dizzy, and I felt like I needed to stop and pull over to the side and like sit down for a minute and just like stop driving. And I feel like I know for a fact that was definitely a demon that was messing with my head, trying to prevent me from going. Because the days leading up to my deliverance were some of the worst some of the worst days in my life, and in terms of just how I felt just mentally, because they knew they had a feeling, they knew something was about to happen to them, and they were about to be sent off, and so they were trying their every willpower to prevent me from going to get my deliverance.
Well, praise God, you made it. You made it, Colton.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
And you got your Jesus overhaul. Yeah. Well, just think, Colton, how many other young people are out there just exactly like you and got all those problems going on. You probably know some people around you there.
Oh, almost every single one of all of my friends, other than the ones that have already had their deliverance and stuff like that, they're battling demons 24/7. It's crazy because now I can, after having my deliverance, I can see a person and I can see the demons that they are battling, and I'm now able to, if I'm ever, I can see temptations before they even happen. For myself, and I'm just surprised. It's kind of sad to see how very little people actually know about deliverance. Before I had my deliverance, I texted my mom and I told her, I was like, "Hey, I'm going to this deliverance minister, and I'm going to go get delivered and everything like that." And she goes, "What is that?" And she asked me if I was delivering a package to somebody, and I was like, no. And I basically had to explain to her what it was. And but it's just, I'm going to start telling, I need to start telling a bunch of my friends about the deliverance ministry and stuff like that, and encourage them to come, because it will definitely change their lives 100%, just like it changed mine.
Well, absolutely. The only prerequisite is the person has to want to change. They want to get rid of their problems. You know, there's some people that someone has brought from time to time, and the person wanted them delivered, but the person that they brought didn't want to be, and it won't work because God won't go against self-will. But you were reaching out, and that's all it takes. Jesus is ready when the person is. Well, we're just about out of time, Colton. In the remaining minute, what would you say to the listeners out there?
I would just say, if y'all haven't had y'all's deliverance, do so. But that's only if you are 100% committed to doing it, and you have full faith that God will help you out. Because if you do not have that 100% commitment, then it really won't work. Luckily, I had good enough friends that helped me out along the way and strengthened my faith in God before I came, and it truly did work. That's all I can say to y'all. I hope all y'all just have a wonderful rest of your week, everything like that.
Oh, that was great. That was a great testimony, Colton. That has to encourage others out there, brother. God bless you, and I hope to be seeing you soon.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We need to go fishing soon.
Yes.
Well, bye-bye. Thank you, Colton.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Bye.
Couple of good testimonies. Really awesome to hear.
Well, it shows
awesome,
what our
awesome
Jesus is doing.
Yes, it does. And if you're suffering from the same problems, there's a good possibility that it could be a demonic spirit that's there by curse, by assignment. And it can be easily taken away in just a couple hour session. So if you get any questions regarding deliverance or need deliverance, deliveranceusa.com, or the book written by Pastor Cox, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. You can obtain that by calling Richard at the office, 307-742-7582. If you have this stuff going on in your life, Jesus came to give us life and life abundantly. The enemy came to kill, steal, and destroy. And if your life's being destroyed by problems, being destroyed from sicknesses, being destroyed from just things you can't seem to overcome, there's a good chance it's the enemy, there's a demonic assignment, some sort of demon attached to it, and can be cast out and taken away. Do thank everybody for joining us this evening. It's always a pleasure to come on here, listen to these testimonies. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next Wednesday, and have a good night.
God bless everyone.
Luke chapter 10, verse 19. I have given you authority.